Welcome back to Sports in the Round. Kellen Biss here tonight. No Schultz, he's on the road. BSU men's hockey team traveling to Bowling Green this weekend for the first round of the WCHA playoffs. And the head coach of the Falcons, Chris Bergeron, joining us now on the Paul Bunning Communications Hotline. Coach, thanks for joining us tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, 20 wins is a benchmark number for a great season. What went right for your team this year to get to 20?
You know, it took a bunch of effort from our players' perspective. There's no doubt about that. We're trying to make that more consistent. You know, we got there last year. We're at the point this year. We're still hockey to play. I think it was a good effort. We were inconsistent at times with our execution. There's no doubt about that. But I thought for the most part, our effort was pretty good all year long.
If you get to 21 wins, you share in the McNaughton Cup, and it's easy to point to Friday's loss to Huntsville. But there had to have been other games that you felt along the way that maybe you left on the table.
Yeah. And I know I can speak on behalf of everybody in college hockey, probably just sports in general. There's games that you let get away. The disappointing part for us is we went through this last year. We were the last team out of the national tournament, at least by the numbers, by the pairwise numbers. We were the last team out, and it came down to a couple of games, you know, here or there. And we wanted to learn that lesson. And going into this past weekend, we didn't want to have regrets about how we played in case the door was left open by somebody else, by a Minnesota State or a Michigan Tech. And in hindsight, it was. And you know, full marks to Huntsville. They played hard and, you know, quite honestly, not a whole lot to play for with the playoff picture already looked after as far as they were concerned. So we were disappointed. We were disappointed. And we are going to look back at certain games and throughout the course of the year. And just there's regret there, man. I mean, when you're 20 years old, you always think there's going to be another opportunity. I know better. I know that those opportunities to be to win a championship are sometimes few and far between. But we take ownership of what we did. Our record is ours. We're proud of the record. It's what we've done over the course of the year, and now we've got another championship at hand, and that's the playoffs. So we're trying not to focus on what we didn't win in terms of regular season and get the focus on the playoffs, because we know that we've got a very difficult opponent in Bemidji State coming in here this weekend.
Well, Mark Cooper has 14 goals and 14 assists for you guys. Aside from scoring goals and setting players up, what does he do best?
He's become an everyday guy. He's a guy that we've been on for the course of his time here to be that everyday player, be that best player in practice. So then come Fridays and Saturdays, he doesn't have to turn on a switch. This year, you're kind of seeing that all come together. With the exception of Chris Nell, he's probably been our most consistent player from start to finish. Bill Hawkins has been good as of late. Bayless has been good as of late. But Cooper's a guy that's done it from the beginning of the year, and I think that's why he's become an everyday player where you know what to expect from Mark in practice, in games, in the weight room, in the classroom. He's a good example for our guys. He doesn't say a whole lot, but he's a guy who really shows by example and leads by example, and I think that's what he's done. And the points are the results of that.
You have 9 players with 15 points or more. What does that balance do for your team?
Well, it's the only way we can do it. I mean, we have to, you know, and again, I know I'm speaking the same language as a bunch of teams in our league. We have to do it by committee. We don't have one guy and who we can turn to and say, okay, go get us a goal or whatever. We need to do it by committee. And quite honestly, the committee hasn't been great. It's been better as of late, but, you know, when you're just north of 2 goals a game offensively over the course of a season, it really makes it difficult and puts a lot of pressure on your goaltending and your defense to keep pucks out of your net. But I think part of that has been our power play. Our power play has been kind of a roller coaster ride all year long. And, you know, we have to do it by committee. And when we're at our best, there's people involved, and you know, you said 6 or 8 or whatever. We got a couple of D that are involved in Mark and Sean, but we're looking for that group of forwards to contribute. And usually for us, it's got to be 9 or 10 deep or we're not getting it done.
Well, coming from the CCHA, what are your thoughts on the WCHA, its history, its present, and its future?
Well, first of all, we were excited to have a seat at the table. When the CCHA went away, there wasn't a whole lot of people calling Bowling Green. I think a lot of that was based on perception, which was not necessarily fair, but that's where, you know, that's what really happens with perception at times. I think it was more good things going on with this program. Now, I got to see behind the scenes, so I knew that they wanted Falcon Hockey to be kind of back in the conversation again. Since we've been in the WCHA, as far as present goes, and the, you know, short term past, you know, it's been good for us competitively. We've been in the conversation. We think we're trying to close the gap between us and Michigan Tech and Minnesota State. I believe that they are the example in our league. I know Ferris State that first year had a great year in regular season wise, but those are the two programs that have consistently been there. We want to be in that same sentence. So I think present wise, you know, last year you look at where we were in the pairwise. This time of year, I think Minnesota State was one. Michigan Tech was in the top 6 or 7, and we were in the top 15. This year hasn't been quite as good for us non-conference wise, and ultimately you see. You know, I don't know if we'll get more than one team from our league in the national tournament. Hopefully we do. Future, you know, the future is who's to say? I mean, I hope that the programs continue to be strong programs. Geography and travel has been difficult for all of us, not just Bowling Green, but all of us. We're doing the best we can to make that right. For us, we can stay closer to home non-conference-wise, which makes the league travel not as bad. So that's a good thing. I think the future is good, and what makes it good is the members, and hopefully we keep strengthening our programs and we're a strong league for years to come.
You're 10-4-5 at home this year. BSU could take notes on that. How have you turned your rink into the home ice advantage that it now is?
Our fans have. Our fans are great for the people that have ever seen a game. Now, the issue with this weekend is our students are on the back end of their spring break, so we won't have much of a student presence. But it's a pretty good following here in Bowling Green. I think not a lot of people know that, and that was lost by, you know, the end of the, you know, right around 2009, 2010, that was kind of lost a little bit. But they seem to be coming back. Kind of the townspeople, if you will, and the people in this area to watch Falcon hockey, to be part of college hockey. And, you know, I think it's got a good atmosphere. It's got the low ceiling, so it gets loud in here, and our guys enjoy playing in front of their crowds, just like everybody enjoys playing in front of their hometown. I mean, we're no different, and the atmosphere has really grown as our team has gotten better over the last 3 or 4 years.
Well, Bemidji State has been great on the road this year. They're 9-5-2. What impresses you most about that record?
Well, I think Bemidji State plays. They don't care who they're playing, where they're playing, when they're playing. They just play. It's hard to go on the road and win. And when you look at Bemidji State's non-conference schedule, they're playing very difficult teams. I think they're a group of kids that they don't get intimidated. They don't change. They just play. That's been my, observation over, you know, we only played two times this year. We've played, you know, four times in the past, and we've been to Bemidji, even non-conference. We were at Bemidji my first year, but, what impresses me is just the way they play. They play their game in their way. In their rink, in our rink, it doesn't matter. And that's, to me, it's the right way. They play a fast, skilled game, and they'll defend you hard, and they've got good goaltending, which, you know, ultimately is that's the full gamut. And then their special teams this year have been really good, in terms of the numbers anyway. So it's I think all of that together gives you a good, strong record on the road. And that's what it takes to be really good in college hockey. Is, yeah, people can play well at home, but the teams that can play well on the road are the ones that separate themselves.
Your penalty has been great all year. BSU's power play has been great. How does your penalty kill match up against BSU's power play personnel?
Yeah, well, we're going to tell our players first and foremost we're going to have to be disciplined. It can't be a 6 or 7 power play opportunity, game each game this weekend. It just can't be. So the 3 or 4 opportunities that are going to happen, or the 2 or 3 opportunities that are going to happen for their power play, we're going to have to be ready. And ultimately, it's little detail things. It's making sure that you clear the puck when you have a chance, blocking shots when you can. You don't want to give a power play that's this talented 2nd and 3rd and 4th opportunities because you can't get the puck out. And how do we match up? Well, that's going to have to be, come Friday night, who's executing at a higher level. And that's, I know that's coach speak, but that's the deal. I mean, we can put a plan together to combat their power play or to defend their power play, and they're going to put a plan together to defend our, or to take advantage of our penalty kill. But ultimately, it comes down to executing, and we know that special teams will make the difference in all the games this weekend. They just will. You look at special teams and goaltending, and the matchups of these two teams are—it's really, really close in both of those areas. I think they get the nod in the power play for sure, and the penalty kill in terms of numbers. But we feel like when we're doing things right, our special teams are good, we're going to have to be, because this weekend is going to come down to that, and we know Bemidji's special teams are really good.
Well, aside from special teams, what else concerns you about the Beavers?
Yeah, everything concerns me about the Beavers. I mean, I think their forwards concern me. There's depth up there. There's leadership there. Michael Bitzer is a guy. Now, I don't want to speak for who's going to play goal for them, but Bitzer seems to be the guy who we're going to see, and he's concerning. It really didn't matter, and I think they would say the same thing, who they were going to play or who we were going to play. We knew it was going to be a difficult matchup. We knew it was going to be somebody that we're starting to develop a rivalry with as new WCHA members, and that's what I see here. There's lots to be concerned about. We didn't see Jerry Fitzgerald the first time we were there, and I know how good of a player he is. I've liked Corey Ward for the 3 years that I've got to see him live. There's just lots to be worried about, man. I don't want to leave anybody out, but you look at all three facets of their game, from offense to defense to goaltending, and they're a difficult matchup. They're one we're going to have to be right, because they'll take advantage of it if we're not. And then even at that point, it's going to come down to a bounce here, a bounce there, a power play, a penalty kill. We're going to need to find our way to the good side of that play. And that's been something that's been up and down for us this year.
Thanks for your time tonight, Chris. And, of course, Schulte, will see you guys this weekend at Bowling Green. That was the head coach of Bowling Green, Chris Bergeron, joining us here on our Paul Bunyan Communications Hotline. And